Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
All right. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So what are we doing today?
It's Tradio.
It's Tradio, obviously. It's Friday Tradio, morning at 9 o'clock. Yes. That means Tradio. So that's our buy-sell trade program. And our number is 907-531-8049. And if anyone has anything to buy, sell, or trade, or you're in search of something, or you're a nonprofit and you have an event coming up.
Yes, make announcements of upcoming events.
Yeah. And I should say that, personally, I'm getting a lot out of Tradio. I was in search of a slide projector.
Did you find one?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, just, great.
It was amazing. And we've yet to actually fully get our claws into it.
Oh, I know. We've got bags of things we need to go through also.
I know.
It's just really?
I know.
But half of them, it's like you'll look at them and go, why did I take a picture of that?
Yeah. There's a lot of chaff.
Yeah,
you have to separate the cream from the rest. While we're waiting for a caller, which please do call, folks. We want to talk to you.
Yes.
And Petersburg wants to hear from you. I have a note about the Project Connect Resource Fair.
Go ahead.
So the Project Connect Resource Fair is coming up next Tuesday. That's January 27th from 3 to 6 p.m. And it's got free resources for those experiencing housing insecurity. That includes clothing, hygiene items, laundry vouchers, and cleaning supplies, also a free meal. And to reduce all the barriers to entry, there's even free rides for participants to transport their items and a bus. That's at 245 from the bottom of Mackles, Lumber Street.
Oh, Mackles. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Does that ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
And the ferry terminal to the event. And volunteers are needed Saturday morning at 10 at E.C. Phillips Cookhouse, as well as set up at the John Hanson Hall on Sunday, the 25th, at 11 a.m. So, as well as for cleanup afterwards. So, if you're interested in volunteering, that would be a huge help. You can contact the radio station. We'll put you in touch.
Oh, okay.
And then it's open to the whole community from 5 to 6 p.m. And so, I've heard people found some great winter coats there. And
that's yes.
Yeah. What else is going on? There's a planning commission meeting. That's a special session in Assembly Chambers, mm-hmm. at 10 a.m., which is in an hour. And that's for public comment regarding an amendment to Title 19 zoning. I just thought I'd put the word out because that's happening in an hour.
Right. And today is the deadline for ordering bagels, I believe.
You are completely right.
So that's something else to consider. Those bagels sounded really good.
They do. I need to call in and order myself. And the number to get that, I think you can place it via Facebook as well as 877-526-7656, extension 200. And
we have a guest.
We have a guest.
I just wanted to talk about how important the library is in our little town and the radio. Yesterday I was driving home, and on NPR I'm hearing this book review of, mm-hmm. this really good book, and I thought, I wonder if they have that at the library. And I drove to the library, and there it was, on the shelf.
Of course.
Of course it was. And I was able, in 15 minutes from hearing the review to having the book in my hand, I thought, we may not get a ferry but once a week, and sometimes we go days without planes.
Mm-hmm.
But we have fantastic sources of information and culture and entertainment in our town.
Yes.
Thanks to the library.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I got to go answer the phone.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. And Chris, you're like, yeah, of course we have that. I'm not even surprised.
A lot of times we are able to do that. We can't do that all the time, know what people are going to want and come into the library.
Do you get advance notice or something, or just your amazing intuition?
Well, no, we do look at book reviews and various sources that review books that are up and coming, and so we look at those, and we kind of look at what is what we know Petersburg reads, as well as looking at what we would like to introduce them to, or certain authors that we know. Yes,
right.
Everybody's going to ask for them. So
that's so great. I mean, what a tailored kind of hand that goes into it.
And it's great too, because we do have the resources of other libraries. We can't get new books from other libraries, but if you've got a library card for the local library, that gives you access to almost every other library in Alaska. And so if we don't have it, we can get it from another library. And if we can't get it from another library, a lot of times we'll just go ahead and order it for you. So, we aim to please.
Yeah, and I hope people take full advantage of
that. Yeah.
So we have a caller on line one. I don't want to leave them waiting too long. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. It's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello. I'm calling for the Sons of Bingo for tonight. And we had a great time last week. We had about 12 to 14 extra people, and we had a great time.
Oh, wow. Yay.
You guys don't know what you're missing. They were a wild crowd. So tonight, the doors open at 6, and bingo starts promptly at 7 with Doug calling. And Doug is always looking for an extra person once a month, at least to relieve him for calling those numbers. And tonight I think we're having something like a taco spaghetti for a snack. So the doors open and we play and we have a snack midway through and we have a good time.
All right. So
everyone is welcome, and you have to be 19 years or older to play. And we have soda pop and water with a price on it. And the candy and the popcorn's free. And then the midtime snack is about 8:30, 8:45 to 9:00. So, yeah, everybody come.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Joyce.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So just a heads up, library. There's always great library programs going on. Go to psglib.org to find out what is happening. But I am going to put this out there for people that there is going to be another puzzle contest coming up the 15th of February.
Wow.
I believe it's 15th. I have to look at the calendar. 14th. It would be the Saturday.
Okay. Julie is, she's come into this room with eyes wide.
Is that a go? It's going to be on the 14th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The same thing where you can't sign up until right before?
Exactly. Okay. And we've made one little adjustment to that because last time we were handing out tickets and we thought everybody had a complete team there and they did not. And so we only hand out tickets to the pair that are there. If you're a single person there and your partner has not come yet, you will not get a ticket.
Okay.
So they have to be both people there.
And there's, you want them to sign up and start at the same time.
Yes. Right. Because last time it was like there were two teams that didn't have their partners, and they did end up coming, but like 1 minute before it started. So we want to avoid that.
An hour and a half to do it?
Two hours.
2 hours, okay.
Right.
And if you want to stay longer, if you don't get it done, that's fine.
Yeah.
Until March, maybe?
Yeah.
That's really exciting. I'm looking forward to
it. It is.
1 o'clock as usual, 12:45.
Yep.
Sign up?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should do like a pre-game interview. Be like, what are your strategies? You know, get some
well,
of the contestants.
Actually, yeah. Taylor did.
I yeah. heard that. That was so great. I'm just thinking that because it's like, maybe I should take notes.
Well, I think every team would have their own strategy, though, right. depending on how they work together. And maybe they've never worked together, so they're just trying stuff out.
Yeah, great. Great. Other exciting library things? Is there anything on the calendar?
What else is coming up? I think that Ashley is going to be having a class again, and I think it might be an earring class. I'm trying to remember. You can go to our website again, and we've got our little banner that goes across and gives you the heads up on what's happening.
Yeah.
And you can go to our calendar also to find out what's happening.
There's a quilted table runner.
Oh, that's right, this weekend.
Yeah.
Ah, gee.
It's not like I remember this. I'm literally looking at the announcement. With Liz Bacom and Wendy Westry. So it's tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5:45 at the Public Library. And so I think registration is still open.
I believe so, but yeah. Sometimes they do close it 24 hours beforehand.
Which means
but you can always
still
call.
Catch it because yeah. it's before 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can always call, and if there's space available, we will get you in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're waiting for your calls. For buy, selling, and trading.
Yes.
Again, our number is 907-531-8049. And we are working on fixing our old phone number. But for the meantime, this is the solution.
That's pretty wild.
Some of the stuff here, it's like just been worked on by many people over the years.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of parts that fit together that... that institutional knowledge is
right.
Is intense. Yeah. So anyway, we're working on it. But our number is 907-531-8049. And I have a quick shout out for the announcement for the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department. They have that EMT Tech course starting on the 25th. That's this Sunday, and that's an entry level course with the training needed to serve our community as an EMT. And for more details, call 907-772-3355, or you can email ahankins@petersburgak.gov.
Very important.
And a great way to like learn a skill.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? You see the Northern Lights recently?
You know, last night I was looking for them because at midnight I figured, hey, they should be out, right?
Sorry.
You know, I think I got in the house and I looked out one of the windows and I thought, oh, maybe there's a streak there. Maybe
you know,
it's a
little... I think if it was less spontaneous, it almost wouldn't be as beautiful, right?
Yes, that's
you know,
true.
If you knew it was going to be there, you're like, okay.
But it's been... harder. It used to be like right over our house rather than having to look out or look north.
Oh.
And
are you saying that you have moved or the lights have moved?
The lights have moved.
No.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It just seemed, unless it's just the, I don't know. I can't explain it, but it's been... Well, actually, when was the last time?
I did see
some right over the house.
Right.
And they were pretty cool. But, yeah, the majority seemed to be on the horizon. And we're behind trees.
Wow.
So
well,
I'd have to go out in the road or try and find my way to the beach to see some of them.
If anyone is listening and they're an expert in orbital
yes.
dynamics, they can call it and give any credence to that.
I still remember when I first moved here, though, and we did have like banks of snow that were, you know, 4 or 5 feet high. Went out one night, and I swear that it was the lights were so solid and so green that I felt like I could reach out and touch them.
Whoa!
It was just like I had never seen them before.
Right. Yeah, that's so cool. Just like you could take a scoop out of them. Yeah, pretty special.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everyone's been telling me, it's like, oh, February and January in Petersburg can be tough, but it's been so beautiful when it's clear out.
Yes, right?
when you
clear,
can see it and you're not, you know, in pea soup of fog.
Yeah, the fog was not fun.
But we are having a lovely apology for it. And it's cold out and there's like ice skating to do. It's fantastic. Well, you know, I would almost say that we should do a round down, but I don't think we
don't have much to say, but you're right. It is that time. I guess we're just going to talk about Sons of Norway Bingo. It's happening tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. You need to be 19 years old or older to play. They're having taco spaghetti tonight for a snack. And there's always candy and popcorn for free. And drinks, I guess, like pop and water and everything else has a small charge. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's happening tonight.
Yeah. While you were saying that, it occurred to me that actually KFSK has a few things that we would like to announce.
Yes.
So first of all, we're seeking candidates for our board of directors to serve a 3-year term starting this February. And there are 2 open seats on the board up for election. Board members must be 18 or older and a voting member of the Narrows Broadcasting Corporation, so of KFSK. And for more information or to express interest, we have lots of those. We can tell you about what it's about, that kind of thing. You can email generalmanager@kfsk.org or just call the station at 907-531-8049 on January or by January 26th, so by Monday.
By Monday.
And it'd be great to hear from you folks. I mean, the board of directors is important for what we do and how we decide what to do. The other thing is Wearable Arts is coming up.
Ah, yes.
which I've heard from a very credible source that it is, there's a big extravaganza and a big thing planned for it and incredible decorations. It'll be at the Sons of Norway Hall on February 6th and 7th. And you can get tickets, which you can find online on our website.
And so what is happening? Is there food? Are there?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's like heavy appetizers. There's also like a non-alcoholic and an alcoholic bar. We got a bunch of MCs going on.
Uh-huh.
What else is happening? What was the first question that you asked? What's happening?
Food. Well,
oh, yeah. So, yeah, we'll feed you.
You talked about that.
What else? I don't know. We'll put out a PSA.
Oh,
for
auction.
Oh, yes, there's an auction. Thank you. So we'll be auctioning off and like, you know, people are auctioning off timeshares and beautiful art and that kind of thing. So that'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to that. And we do have a host for the auction. I don't know if it's going to be like the speed auction thing. That seems like rather hard to follow for me.
Yeah. It depends on who your auctioneer is, right?
Yeah. It's so true. So that's the 6th and 7th in the evening. And we'll put out more information on that, but I'm just flagging it here because it'd be great if people go and buy tickets so that we can plan and make sure it's, you know, happening the right way. Cool. All right. Well, I think...
Is that it?
I guess so. It would seem quiet. But, you know, so it goes. I mean, maybe people are just out enjoying the beautiful sun right now.
Yeah, that could be too.
I really can't.
They're frozen to their decks.
or they're frozen.
Yeah, they're frozen. Uh-huh.
Okay, well...
All right.
Thank you, Chris, for coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
Good way then.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine. Selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full 4-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.